Welcome to the July 2010 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. That's, incidentally, 75 years ago. New England men and the word love. They don't always rest easy together. Some months ago, we published an article in Yankee Magazine about the dearth of sentiment, particularly in Maine men. A week or so later, I received a letter from a Midwestern lady. She will remain nameless at her request, who said she felt this attitude applied to all New England men. Her husband, she said, was originally from Massachusetts, and he, quote, nearly choked on the marriage vows, being as that they contained the word love, unquote. Now, here's the ending of her letter, and I've saved this letter to this day. I love it. Quote, "You look all right is the highest compliment I ever get. And once when I bawled, all right, so I was younger then, and said he never told me he loved me, he muttered darkly, I show it in other ways. And went back to whittling on his wood carving. Oh, he was a bad case. There is some evidence that he may be mellowing, however. One night last winter, he got out of bed to go to the bathroom, and I think he must have thought I was asleep, which I almost was, being barely awake, and barely aware he was up. Because when he came back to bed, he stopped and stood for a moment looking down at me. And then he said out loud, I love you. It startled me fully awake, so I got up and wrote down the date and time, February 28th, 1:10 a.m. But I'd appreciate it if you omit to print my name and address, if you print this letter, so I'd hate for his relatives back in Massachusetts to get the idea that he's become maudlin." Isn't that a lovely old word, maudlin? Anyway, don't worry, Mrs. X, your secret is safe with me.